Hello, Africa. This is Let's Talk, where we take a light-hearted look at everyday life, the day-to-day issues you care about. I'm your host, Sunday Shomari, in Washington. Tonight, romance.
Every different couple had their own special way of kind of like nudging the other person, like, you know, come here, you can be the sugar to my coffee tonight, you know, like.
Well, romance is a state of connectedness between people, especially an emotional connection, or the relationship, actions of story or film that deals with love. And that is according to the dictionary. But I want to know, is it important to sustain a loving relationship? Do we really need it? Well, tonight we'll discuss this, of course, in our usual light-hearted manner, so please stay tuned. Now it's time to welcome to our show my colleagues in the house, Prince Caleb Getacha. Welcome aboard, Prince.
Thank you.
And of course, over the phone, my colleague, Orien Itangishaka. Welcome back, Itangishaka.
Thank you very much, Sunday. Thank you.
And of course, from LA in California, DJ Magic Mike. Welcome aboard, Mike.
Thanks for having me, Sunday.
All right. And tonight in this edition of Let's Talk, we will be discussing about romance. Well, romance in terms of relationships can be expressed in so many different ways. And we are wondering, has it existed since the beginning of the universe? Well, I spoke to Princess Satine Marie, and I wanted to know her take.
I mean, romance is part of it. Now, in a relationship, you need more.
Okay.
But romance is important as much as other aspects, because you want to be connected to the person, and you have to be connected in like physical way. And being romantic is not always physical, by the way.
Right.
It can just be you just being attentive to the person's need. You know, if you know they have a long day at work, and if my husband have a long day at work, or we have a previous conversation, and he had told me, oh my God, I have a long day, it will be nice for him to get home and you run him shower. It's not going to hurt.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It makes him, make his day better. So you need that. And then at the other part, you need the sexual aspect of it now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you, you know, somebody that is sensitive to your body, somebody mm-hmm. that knows your A and your N,
right.
I'm going to say, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So if those aspects are well, are there, then it makes the relationship easier, because you guys are mentally and physically and emotionally connected.
Right.
Because once you lose that, and, you know, the romance is not there. If I'm not mentally connected to you, or you know, physically connected with you, I can't be romantic to you, because I don't have that feeling.
Right. There is no that connection, no relationship.
Exactly.
That's right.
You know, it's dry. So in order for me to be romantic to you, if you were my husband, you get what I'm saying? I have to be there. And that's where romance comes in, because sometimes you're going to need modern education, modern good job to mm-hmm. keep a relationship. You mm-hmm. get what I'm saying?
That's right.
So you're going to need the physical aspect, because last time I checked, everybody have blood running through their vein and not water.
That's right. We are all human beings and we need that. But one thing I wanted to know, Princess, back during the days where our grandfathers and grandmothers grew up, and they had relationships and they became one and they got kids and all that, they didn't have much of what we have today as romance. What do you think about that?
Well, back in the day, as you know, that's one of the reasons why it was polygamy. Like, where I'm from, Sierra Leone, polygamy was huge because our forefathers or our fathers, they're not really connected to our mother, so they actually felt like it was okay, you know, one moment they're with you, and then 2 years later, they get bored, they get tired, because there was no romance. It is the same thing over and over, and they get bored, and they move on to the next woman. And it just become polygamy. It's just because Africa is so cultural. So a lot of times they would say, oh, you have to marry them. So our grandfathers end up having 4, 5, 6 wives. You know what I'm saying? So, but our generation, we are blessed enough to understand the romantic aspect of it, that you need romance in the relationship. You can't be doing the same thing over and over and expect a different result.
Thank you, Princess Tin Marie. This is Let's Talk, and we're discussing romance. What do we truly desire when we meet that special someone for the very first time? Most of the time, we display what is known as romantic actions, especially men. They will buy flowers, open doors for their princesses, dress good, etc. And women will always dress great, sexy, smell good, cook good. But some psychologists say this is temporary. Is that true? And if so, when that disappears, does the love disappear with it? I want to throw the same question to Caleb Getachew. Does this mean romance, is it very important to sustain any of your relationships?
Yeah, I mean, it keeps everything. It keeps people interested, you know. It keeps people engaged and, you know, all that good stuff. You know, you want to, I mean, it gets boring after a while, let's just be honest. And sometimes, you know, you need that romance to re-spark that, that old flame that you had going. I think one of the things that I did as far as my relationships in my past is I always tried to do that. I always tried to, you know, re-spark that fire. You know, take her out to dinner, buy the flowers, you know, romance her, I guess, so to say. But it got to a point where, you know, I think she got uncomfortable because, like, she wasn't able to keep up with, I guess, me. And I, like, that's one of the things, like, it kind of hurt our relationship in the long run. But I mean, there needs to be a balance, obviously. Okay. But I'm really big on, you know, keeping the, you know, when you first get into a relationship, that feeling you got, everything is good.
Everything is good, and you want to make sure it's going that way. And, you know, you make it special. You feel special, you know?
And to keep that going, you know, is to, you know, to continue what you did in the beginning, you know, the dinners and, you know, and all that stuff.
But some people say, you know what? This is just to do with the Western world, man. In Africa, these things don't exist and it doesn't work this way. And maybe our grandparents didn't have such things going, but I don't know. Let me ask Itangi Shaka, what is your take on this, Itangi?
I think at the beginning, it's really important and it's really hard. But, you know, eventually it kind of dies down because the couples get comfortable with each other.
Yeah.
And then also, eventually, it means different things for the men and for the women, because I mean, somebody in the relationship might think that sitting on the couch and just eating popcorn is romantic, but another might think, no, we have to go on a candlelight dinner for it to actually be romantic. So in a relationship, you really have to define what makes the other person feel, you know, the romance. So we have to really be sensitive and really research our partner and know what's romantic for them. Eventually.
Yeah, it has to be that way. But anyway, Magic Mike, you tell me, what do you think, brother? Is this the way to go to keep our relationships going? But some people say it can get too boring or is temporary. Is that true for you?
Well, it's a sensitive issue, but what I can say is I think the fellas and a lady just spoke very eloquently about how can this be a sustainable thing in a relationship. But I emphasize, let me go back a little bit to what you just said about, you know, women looking good, you know, with a nice dress, as well as, you know, kind of smelling good and so forth and so on. That and the cooking good.
You love the cooking.
But I think the main key, and that can be true to boys too, if you dress nice and you're going out to, dinner or whatever that you do, you smell nice, or even at home, you cook very well to your spouse, girlfriend, or whatever, that is romantic. So the key thing, I think, is consistency. You know, many people these days, especially young people, they tend to do these things while they're dating someone. But let's assume that relationship takes a huge turn, 360 degrees, and you guys are married. After 1 year, second year, third year, these things are disappearing.
Yeah.
That's when a woman who has been treated all this along with all this stuff starting questioning that. And that's when it ends. Somehow, you guys are disconnecting each other, and things are turning sour a little bit. So the key thing is consistency. That's my two cents on that.
Consistency is the key. Thank you, Magic Mike. For those of you just joining us, this is Let's Talk, a program of the Voice of America's Africa Service. And tonight, we are discussing romance in our Washington studio with Caleb Getacha, or Prince Caleb, Magic Mike, and Itangi Shaka. Well, romance is powerful. Romance spice up relationships. Does this happen every day? I spoke to Brenda Sabuni and I wanted to know her take.
Me, on my part, I am one of those people who does love the romantic side of a relationship.
Okay.
Yes.
And you think that for most people, sometimes they say, you know what, romance does not exist in Africa, maybe in our grandparents' lives, and they still had a great relationship? All you think is a choice. Maybe women didn't have much choice back then versus to what we see right now.
Well, for one, I think our ancestors or our grandparents and whatever, they had a different way of expressing how they felt. They lived very differently from how we live right now. We're very opinionated. Everybody has an opinion now, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Back then, it was more, this person is here, this person does this, we appreciate this person, everything they do, they're respected, this is a man, he does that, and that, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So everybody knew their own role, and I think every different couple had their own special way of kind of like nudging the other person, like, you know, come here, you can be the sugar to my coffee tonight, you know, like...
Okay.
That type of situation. So I think they had their own...
It was their own way of expressing romance.
Exactly, and we have our own ways right now. Right now, people do candlelight dinners, and people do flowers and flower petals and walks on the piers, and, you know?
Right.
So romance is very different for different people. There are some people who find it romantic to just be inside and cuddled and... You know, just that one-on-one personal time is romance in itself for other people. So
right. That's very true. It depends on who do you think and what do they do. But some people say also romance is something that is very temporary. It happens when people meet the first time. And then as the relationship goes in 10, 20 years down the line, it wears out. Do you think this is true at all?
I don't think so. I mean, I think there's a time and period where every relationship hits a little stumble, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And if it's strong enough, then of course it's gonna pass beyond that. And the romance is something that you can get back, you know? It's something between a couple,
right?
Between two people. It's something that can be created.
Do
and
it,
anyone,
create
the simplest
and get back.
Things can that can create romance.
Okay.
And
is this the notion that says that simple things matter for women instead of worrying about those big things for some men, thinking that this is the only thing to do to make a romantic relationship go?
For me, that's what matters. I like a person who listens to what it is that matters to me, or you know what I mean? And actually surprises you with the littlest things, like... Just a person who listens in general is very, I should just finish it with that.
Thank you, Brenda Sabuni. This is Let's Talk, and we are discussing romance.
Hey.
Back to the studio. One thing I want to ask you guys, do you agree that some relationships exist without romance, or you do not agree? Because one thing, as Mike said, it could be anything but just consistency. On the same note, Prince Caleb says, you know what? Sometimes it can become too monotonous. And what do you do after that? You are married for 10 years. Do you still have it? Caleb, back to you, brother.
When you say that, I think of my grandma.
Okay. My grandma. And where is your grandma?
Well, she is in Ethiopia right now. She had her first baby when she was 13 years old.
And how many years back is that?
Well, she's like 90 now.
So. Wow.
And she got married when she was 13.
Wow.
There's a little story about how she got married and everything. It's funny, but when I think about her relationship with my grandfather, which I didn't know too. I never met him, but you know, just hearing stories and everything about their relationship, and just typical old relationships in Ethiopia. I don't know if any other African countries can relate, but this whole concept of romance and relationships is totally subjective to the culture where you come from.
Mm.
For example, I don't think like my grandma and grandpa, they never went out to dinner. You know, they didn't do stuff like that.
Right.
But I think what maybe in her culture, how she grew up, what romance was raising your kids, taking care of your kids. That was romantic. That was attractive to see
for them at the time.
A father figure that's able to do that.
Right.
And that was their romance. That's the romance that they shared, I guess.
Right. You're right about that.
Till death.
Yeah.
They lasted till death. Maybe because we're such in a consumer-based society in America, we feel that we have to buy, we're obligated to buy.
Flowers and all that.
We lose the relationship aspect. The part that really matters is the other human being, not the stores and everything, what you're buying.
All right. You know, Tangi Shaka, tell me about this. You're a woman, Tangi Shaka. Some women say, you know what? You don't buy flowers for me. It's not working. You don't buy rings for me. It's not working. What do you say, Tangi Shaka?
That's true, because sometimes love means what? You have to show love, you know, like when the Bible says, like, God so loved the world that he gave. He has to do something to show that he loved. Even with people, when you love them, you can't just, I love you, without doing anything. That's called the love. And I think that, like you asked before, in a relationship, I don't think that without a romantic thing, that relationship can really stand. It's really not an emotional relationship. It's a convenient relationship, or maybe it's a relationship that just maybe like a contract. But if it's an emotional relationship, I think even for Khalid's grandmother back in the days, there were things that the grandfather did that in our days, we might not consider them romantic, but to them, they were romantic. Like, for instance, I'm sure that he probably went to the store one day and bought her a beautiful cloth to show her he loved her, and that was romantic for them. Or he probably looked her in the eyes so often that she felt so romantic and appreciated that. And for us, that might not be enough nowadays because we're such a materialistic society. But for them, they all, back in the days, or maybe even in Africa, there are ways that we can call romantic, and they can call romantic, that we might not identify with. But I think in every relationship, there is some degree of romance in order for that relationship to really be a loving and beautiful relationship. Like, I think, for example, if you tell a woman you love her a lot and you write her love notes and things like that, it's extremely romantic for, I think, most women. But, you know, like I said before, some people really want you to take them out and do some extravagant stuff for them to call it romantic. But for others, it's just a simple word that you say every day, simple things you do every single day that are romantic.
Well, Tangi Shaka, well said, and you are a woman, so you can give us at least, you know, the perspective of a woman. But Magic Mike, tell me something, Magic Mike. Do you think this is so materialistic now that men have to do so much to show their emotions and to show love with this, what the women say, it's romantic?
Yeah, I mean, you know, here in the West, I mean, where we live, it's what we call a commodification of things, of holidays and what have you. Look at Valentine's Day. I mean, it's just now losing all its purpose by people selling this, selling that. So personally, I'm an old school guy, so I kind of refuse to entertain those kind of things in a way that, first, let me say this. to be romantic, it depends on how you established that part with your partner in the very beginning. My brother Khalid and my sister Shange Taka, they said it very well in a way that if I date you and I see this is going well, and the things that I do in terms of, let's say, cuddling on a Saturday night, watching a movie, you know, or just, you know, having our table tennis set in the house and kind of play while we're drinking a wine, to me, that is romantic. So I don't have to spend money or to send you to fancy restaurants or just go to, you know, posh five-star hotels, you know, to prove to you that I'm romantic. Those small things can make a lot of sense. And once you establish that, hey, I'm a simple guy and this is what I do, and if your partner agrees with you, because you have to be honest with each other, then, you know, romantic can be anything. As they say in all the ways that, you know, a tea is a tea. You can add sugar, it's still going to be a tea. With no sugar, still going to be a tea. What does this mean is that romantic in a Western way, you know, in a way of going to extravagant places and stuff, big stuff, you know, it's more, it's an ingredient. A romantic relationship or kind of setup can be anything. Can be anything that you guys agreed, are happy about, and are enjoying the moment. Emotionally connecting to each other. So it can be anything. Let's forget about this, all this, you know, commodification of things. You know, I have to buy you this, I have to do this, I have to do that. It can be simple things, but make sense between you two. And that is what romantic me is.
Yeah, I think when you say that, it made me think of something. Like, for example, like the same thing that makes a woman feel beautiful, you know, based off of, you know, the societal, you know, whatever indications what beauty is, for example, you know, getting her hair done, nails done. In the same way, a woman feels romance based off of the society's standards for romance to some extent. But I think the only concrete thing that connects societies and, you know, is a connection between a male and female, the energy. There's a certain thing that's non-physical out there, you know, between a man and female, and it's energy to me. But as far as the romance, the outer, the things that we see, the buying gifts and all that, that's totally based off the society that we come from. And I think
exactly, as you said, I mean, the beauty is in the eye of the beholder. So, I mean, the beauty of being a romantic or the romance itself, mm-hmm. is what you two see in mm. each other and do with each other. That is what I guess romance is in my book.
Right, not the buying the stuff. That's
exactly.
That's temporary. But you know what's eternal is how you feel about that person.
As a woman on the call, I really have to emphasize something. What Mike said is very important in terms of consistency, because in the beginning of a relationship, all men do the same thing. And you will find that it's not really who they are. They will do the same thing in terms of taking you out, buying you roses. They do, all of them do the same thing. But later on in the relationship, you come to realize that that's not who they are. They were just trying to get you. So consistency is really key. You have to really show who you are and say, you know what, if taking you on the mountains and for a walk is what I do, and you got to keep that. And the woman would always know, oh, he wants to take me on the mountain and that's a special time. And she's always going to know that when you do that, you really mean it, and it's not just to put up a front. So like Mike said, consistency is important. But as a woman, one thing I will say, words mean a lot,
mm-hmm.
you know, because we're emotional beings and everything is in the emotion. And when words come in our hearts, they really transform our mood in a very powerful way. So as men, always remember that words that you say to your women, they are so powerful. So romance, I think for women, and if I can speak for women, is mm-hmm. that our men, we really want to hear beautiful things from our men, like either how we look or either how we sound, either how we carry us or whatever, but just to tell the women, this is what I love about you, or this is, you know, and that's what I said earlier, it could be in a poem, or it could be in a letter, it could be in an email,
oh, yeah.
in a text message,
oh, yeah.
but just express your love to her is very romantic.
Oh yes, and that's why we have romantic books, we have some romantic music.
Yes, but buy them, read them, yeah. I mean, Dr. Phil is there.
My sister to help you. Put it very well. I mean, I think we need to set another topic, Sam, if you don't mind, next time.
Yeah, the words are so powerful, like,
right.
just call out of the blue and be like, you know, I was just thinking about you, you know, I'm looking forward to seeing you tonight. Oh my goodness, that day, you're just going to get everything you want.
Right.
Men are so macho. They don't like to do that. I don't know why.
Oh yeah, Magic Mike, you want to say people. Something? Say it, Magic. What do you want to say?
Just let your guards down a little bit.
Right, you know?
Yeah, it'll be a beautiful relationship.
That's true.
And I don't mean to pitch a book or anything on this show,
uh-huh.
if I can.
Right.
There's a very, very good book that I'm reading called The Five Love Languages.
Okay.
And you really have to know your partner's love language, what it means for them. Like, you know, don't assume that this makes them happy. Don't assume that this is a love, romantic thing for them. Just learn them and maybe even ask them. So that book is called Five Love Languages, and it really teaches partners to learn the other partner's love language.
That's really cool. Of course you have to learn somebody. You know, sometimes you may speak some things and you might sound weird. Have you seen that? So, hey.
I'm going to do a book for that book right now.
Exactly, Magic. We should.
Yeah.
We should, Magic. Yeah, so. We should. I mean, you're right, because there's some things you need to know. What should I say? And some things you can't say, some things you can really say, you know?
Mm-hmm. You have to ask them. Like, I think it's kind of corny, but just ask them, honey, you know, out of these five things, buying gifts, taking you out, spending time with you on the couch, and blah, 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 which one of them is your number one love language? Which one of them is your number one romantic thing?
Mm-hmm.
And once you find out, you'll make that woman very happy. She might be like, you know what, honey, I really don't like you when you like buy me all this gold jewelry and all these things. You know, I really just like you when you just take me for a walk every Saturday morning, and you'll be shocked.
Right. You know?
And that's what, when we come to know that simple things in life matter a lot. Matter a lot.
Simple things can go a long way, my friend. You don't know sometimes, right?
Yeah. Be honest and ask. There's one key thing that we boys tend to forget sometimes, and even girls tend to forget sometimes, you know. Mm-hmm. Just ask. You know, ask.
Right.
And the ones you get the answer, you just be honest, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But we tend to cut corners, you know, trying to get egoistic and not asking questions. And when you get the response, you get mad for some reason, whatever the case might be. So, I mean, you know, the life is too short.
Oh, yeah.
You,
that's right.
You know, so just converse.
And you know what the other interesting thing?
Mm-hmm.
So you might not be romantic at all. Like, you know, it doesn't have, it's not about you. It's about the other person. So the key word is, what do they want? What do they think? And then from there, because they could be like I just said, she could say, I really want to take a walk with you for like an hour so that we can talk and just chat. And she might be like, man, that is the most boring thing I've ever heard. But that's what makes them happy. So you gotta do it.
You gotta do it, right?
Right here on the Africa service of the Voice of America. From Washington, this is Sunday Shomari. See you next Monday. Ciao.
Love African music?
Music time in Africa.
This is Heather Maxwell, and if you do, Music Time in Africa is the perfect show for you. Tune in to listen on the radio Saturdays and Sundays at 0900, 2000 and 2100 UTC. You can also listen to the show day or night on the internet. Go to voanews.com and voaafrica.com and click on Music Time in Africa. You'll find past and present radio shows and a link to my blog, African Music Treasures. This is Africa through its own music. Oldies, classics, traditional music, Afropop, and fusion. You get it all right here in one beautiful bundle on VOA's Music Time in Africa.
Need a little straight talk? Want to make sense of the world around you? Ask a question. Hear what others have to say? If so, Voice of America has a variety of talk shows for you. Lifestyle, health, politics, youth, sports. We have it all. Tune into our discussion shows on the radio, TV, or the internet. They examine a wide variety of issues and world events not always covered by other media. VOA,